I know one in particular about the American Civil War referred to a man O'Brien from Tipperary. It's a very old song. Well, he led the army of the North against the South, and he fell in love with the Major's daughter, and the Major didn't like it. O'Brien from Tipperary, which my father often said to me is the best song he ever sang. O'Brien from Tipperary is the subject of my tale. Before the Civil War began, to America he came. He was of a good character, his spirit so light and free, and by a plan he won the North against the enemy. 'Twas all a Thursday morning, the Major he did swear, "You did insult a soldier all on the Barry Square. You may thank your daughter," said O'Brien, "or else I'd have your life." The Major then a sword he drew and thought to end his life. O'Brien received a pistol with an eye both sharp and keen. Like a gallant soldier, he quickly took his aim. In order to defend his life, he fired the fatal ball, and he lodged it in the Major's breast. It made the tyrant fall. As soon as the report was heard, the guards all hemmed around. He was taken prisoner, and irons firmly bound. Court-martial on O'Brien was held immediately. He was sentenced to be shot far from his friends and own country. When O'Brien received the sentence, no fear of death did show. And to his execution he manfully did go, by a holy priest from Clonmel town he was prepared to die, in hopes to get a pardon from the Lord to rule on high. The coffin was got ready, he was ordered to kneel down. The sergeant with a handkerchief his eyes he firmly bound. The soldiers on the other hand, all guns they did prepare, and many a soldier for O'Brien shed a silent tear. They were ordered to fix bayonets all ready for to fire. Before one trigger could be drawn, the Major's daughter did appear. And a voice as loud as thunder, "Come set that prisoner free,
I have a letter of reprieve is granted unto me. She quickly seized O'Brien, and she took him by the hand. Rise up, my bold Tipperary boy, you're now at my command. It's true, I am in love with you, though you took my father's life. He had vengeance sworn against you, I'd never be your wife. So now to conclude and finish, and see what love can do. She's married to O'Brien, she's both loyal and true. She saved him from the fatal ball, her one and only joy. And now she's in New York City with her bold Tipperary boy.
That song has everything. It has loyalty, sadness, tension, love, and a happy ending.